I stood in line at a Latin-themed food truck called Traveling Kitchen. Right behind me was Steve Rabinowitz. He grew up in Palm Harbor and now lives in the Washington, D.C. area.
Came down for my sister's 30th birthday. She's like, let's go hit the food trucks. Okay.
She's the birthday girl, so you have to do what she says.
Yeah, I don't have to eat at the truck she wants to, though. So we split up. We're going to meet back here in a little bit.
So I had my line buddy. Rabinowitz knows he's spoiled by D.C.'s food truck scene, but he was still impressed with what Tampa had to offer.
You guys have a lot of stuff covered.
There were trucks serving all kinds of food, with names like Maui Waui Hawaiian, Holy Crepe, and Taiwanon. That's T-H-A-I. It was fun having so many choices all in one place, but jockeying for position against thousands of other attendees in the August heat, not so fun. Okay, we've been in line for a few minutes now, and it is hot. So why, besides the fact that it's your sister's birthday, what are the pros and cons of eating at a food truck versus a sit-down restaurant?
Well, right now I'm thinking about the cons. It's really hot out here. I'm not dressed appropriately for the weather. I don't have a beverage. Been waiting in line. All I want is a beverage and something to eat. And I just realized if I wanted something else, I probably could have had it by now at a sit-down environment. So I don't know. It's a little bit of an adventure. I'm feeling hipsterish today. What the hey?
Apparently, a lot of people in Tampa Bay are feeling hipsterish these days. Tampa, Lakeland, St. Pete Beach, and Palm Harbor are just a few of the cities that regularly hold food truck rallies. St. Petersburg has taken the opposite tack, banning the trucks until recently.
This is perfect. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for your patience. You got your water.
Back at the fairgrounds, after about 15 minutes, Rabinowitz and I made it to the front of the line at the Traveling Kitchen. Hi, how are you? Okay, I will get the house specialty chicken black beans with rice on a roll.
We're out of the chicken. We just ran out of the chicken.
No!
Pork, though.
You have the pork. Okay, my...
thoughts, I promise you.
Okay, my husband will eat the pork, so I'll do the pork.
Okay, so the pork special.
And then I'll do the... how are the corn nuggets?
Unfortunately, running out of inventory is a common theme at food truck rallies. Many owners are brand new to the business. Jimmy Shelton and his wife started the Traveling Kitchen less than a year ago. They set up every Sunday at Peggy's Corral, a biker bar in Palmetto.
I'm currently a manager of a supermarket, and I do this as a hobby, and I enjoy the cooking aspect of it.
He also enjoys the profits.
This event is ranking as one of the highest events I've done. We had some at the biker bar that's been really good, but here it's been phenomenal.
What's a phenomenal day for you?
2,000 plus.
The food truck phenomenon is more than a passing fad, says Candy Gomez. She and her husband Jeremy run Generation Food Truck. It's a promotion company that books trucks for festivals and corporate events. The record-breaking rally at the fairgrounds was their idea.
Because in other cities, they are at a boom that we can't even imagine here in Tampa. We just need to let everybody know and be aware that these are not roach coaches. These are gourmet food trucks with chefs on them.
So despite the heat and the long lines, Rabinowitz chose to look on the bright side of the food truck craze.
I think it's great. It gives people options that they didn't have before. Obviously, it's a good way for a single person to start a business. You know, it's probably not as expensive as getting into a brick-and-mortar outfit. So I'm all for it.
That's good, because Generation Food Truck is staging another record-breaking rally at the fairgrounds in March. Nearly 200 trucks have already signed on. For Florida Matters, I'm Dalia Colon.
Yes.